Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Danger, danger, high voltage, when we touch, when we kiss.
It's been 16 years since Detroit rock and disco band Electric Six released this hit single, Danger, High Voltage. The band's frontman, who goes by the stage name of Dick Valentine, attributes the band's early success to Jack White of the White Stripes, who sang on the single.
Danger, danger, high voltage, when we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss.
But while White may have opened the door, Valentine says the band has kept it open. After more than two decades, Electric Six still plays packed shows and tours around the world. The band is coming to Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo next Saturday, the 24th. Electric Six is about as well known for its catchy tunes as it is for its over-the-top and often humorous lyrics.
You must obey the dance commander, giving out the order for fun. You must obey the dance commander, you know that he's the only one who gives the orders here.
The band also has a theatrical presence on stage. Valentine will often wear a suit, singing and talking in a unique vocal style. Valentine says he went through a lot of trial and error in developing his voice.
It's kind of embarrassing, but I actually kind of sounded like the guy from Bare Naked Ladies. I had that approach, you know, like the, if I had $1 million, you know. And I don't know why he decided to sing that way. I don't know why I decided for a moment that was a good way to sing, but off the top of my head, maybe I started getting the Captain Beefheart and wanted to sound like Beefheart, which I sort of do.
Let's get this party started, right?
It worked for me one day, and, you know, our band, The Wild Bunch, when we started in 96, was pretty over the top with the rock and everything, so I needed a singing voice to fit in with that.
The Wild Bunch was the original name of the band. Valentine says Electric Six doesn't take itself seriously, and that's the point.
I've never understood people getting angry about the music that we're making or having serious opinions about them. When I still go on Facebook and I see full-grown adults ranking albums, you know, and I don't understand that at all. I don't think that they're meant to be ranked. I think they're meant to be enjoyed. To me, there's no concept of this music is better than that music. I just think that some music is more fun than others, I guess. So that's how I've looked at music as an outlet, not as something necessarily that important.
That being said, the members of Electric Six are serious performers. Valentine says they have a good work ethic and stay humble, which is probably what's helped the band make a living for more than 20 years.
We understand what it is to tour, that a lot of it is money in, money out. It's really not any more difficult than that. So, you know, I've seen a lot of bands go by the wayside because they need to be in tour buses or, every member has to have his own hotel room kind of thing, whereas we'll put four people in a hotel room and some nights you have to sleep on the floor. And that's just kind of the way we've managed to keep it going. And at the end of the day, this is the best job I've ever had by far, and I really love to travel. I love the fact that, you know, I get to go all these places. I think that a lot of people who don't understand what our band has done, you know, over the last 20 years, I mean, that's huge for me. Is, you know, I was just in St. Petersburg, Russia, and 2 weeks from now I'll be in Tucson, you know. I go to all these places and have friendships everywhere because of this band.
Like tumbleweed.
This track is off the band's latest album, their 13th, called How Dare You. Valentine says, for them, being this prolific is actually pretty easy.
The people in our band are very talented musicians, and then also just with the advent of home recording, kind of bridging the gap of what studios can do. You know, we've done home recording ever since the fourth album, I think. So, you know, everybody writes music. I write lyrics all the time, and it's not that hard to come up with 12 songs a year, at least for us.
That sound in the background is Valentine's baby daughter, by the way, his youngest.
She's picking an inopportune time, but I think we can get her in a good place. There you go, lady. There you go. It's a balance, trying to be home as much as possible and then also go on the road and make money. So it's challenging for both me and my wife, but so far we've gotten it done.
Valentine says taking 4 years to make the perfect record isn't really his style.
I can't speak for everyone in the band, I mean, but I recognize I am an extreme of just the notion that, you know, we're here today, gone tomorrow. I'm not a collector of material things at all. And so I think I approach music that way.
And Electric Six's fans don't seem to mind paying for a new album almost every year. In fact, fans have funded six of the band's albums through Kickstarter campaigns, including its upcoming release, a combined live acoustic record and Christmas album.
I thought three campaigns ago people would be fatigued by it, but we just have a fan base that enjoys being connected with us that way. And, you know, we do creative things like, you know, I'll give you a back rub for 15 minutes or I'll play racquetball with you or that kind of thing. And people enjoy getting to do that.
Valentine has also released several acoustic records on his own. He says he likes singer-songwriter music, and it's a lot of fun for him. Plus, it gives him a chance to play an instrument.
In the last few years, I've been able to go to the UK and Ireland and do like 3-4 weeks at a time over there, just going into pubs. Like, you know, I've been all over Ireland now, like some really small villages, and just playing a show at a pub. And, you know, to me, that's just amazing.
Valentine says Electric Six may not be the kind of band that plays big arenas. But he says Electric Six is there for a crowd that just wants to have fun. Dance like nobody's watching, Randy, and love like you've never been hurt. Supersize it when you get hungry, Randy, and eat like it's the last night on earth.
I mean, I've never owned a jean jacket. Just the concept of posing for pictures and looking cool never sat well with me. I don't want to be cool. I don't want this band to make me cool. I'm not cool. So, and I'm not cool in a you're not cool, therefore you're cool. I mean, I'm not cool and then I'm not cool. I think a lot of people identify with that. You know, there's the clicky kind of music geek people who obsess over records and what's cool and what's not cool. But then there's just a lot of people who live ordinary lives and don't have record collections and don't know much about music, and then they see a band like us and somehow they identify with that.
You can catch Electric Six at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo next Saturday, March 24th. Dick Valentine also talks about Ed Sheeran and giving up on the drums in a longer interview on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.